Welcome to A Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Everything from shopping to decorating to books and movies for our favorite holiday season. Ugly Christmas sweaters are the new cool, and Christmas sweater parties are becoming more popular each year, or people are showing them off online this year. In this episode, we hear from one Canadian man who is the ultimate sweater fan and collector. But first, with Christmas news, I'm Mary Richards. Taking the kids to the mall to sit on Santa's lap isn't working as well during the pandemic. The events are either scaled back or canceled, or they have a lot of safety measures. But video calls with Santa are taking off if you're willing to pay. A personal Zoom call could cost anywhere from about $10 to as much as $750 if you want it truly personalized. Home Alone is on Disney Plus, and plans are moving ahead for a reboot. But the original director, Chris Columbus, says the project is a waste of time. He says you cannot create lightning in a bottle again, so why do it? Of course, he did kind of do it with Home Alone 2. The reboot currently has a cast that includes Archie Yates from Jojo Rabbit, Ellie Kemper, Kenan Thompson, and Chris Parnell. A woman in Britain recently showed off what could be that country's oldest Christmas tree. It's a small artificial plant that is 100 years old this year. It survived being bombed in World War II, even got damaged by shrapnel. It's now taped together. Kay Ashton got the decoration from her grandmother and brings it out as a family heirloom every year. Google predicted the top 100 list of gifts they say people are snatching up this year, or will want to. They include the latest Apple products, the Watch Series 6, iPhone 12, iPad Air 2, the new Sony PlayStation 5, if you can find it, and the Microsoft Xbox Series X. Also, Google products like Chromecast with Google TV made their list. Oh, and some COVID-19-inspired gifts like blue light blocking glasses and fancier coffee makers and space heaters for that working from home office. And finally, Elf on the Shelf. Do you love it or hate it at your house? One Etsy seller made a funny kit to look like the elf is in quarantine so it can't move around the house. It sold out pretty quickly, and you have to make sure you're following the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast on Twitter and on Facebook. Ricky shares some funny memes there and ideas for that spying elf. And now, here is Ricky.
We all have a little fun wearing seasonal items, whether it's jewelry, socks, or clothing. But Christmas sweaters, especially ugly Christmas sweaters, have become the new cool in recent years. Got one or two you break out as soon as Thanksgiving is over? Well, that's nothing. Wait until you meet Aaron in Canada and hear about his obsession with Christmas sweaters. Aaron, thanks for joining me today on the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. A little bit about myself. I am in Canada, as you said. I live in Toronto. I enjoy collecting various things. I'm really into Christmas and have been pretty much my whole life. So most of the things that I collect are Christmas-related, Christmas sweaters specifically, but I also have a pretty extensive soccer jersey collection and a couple other things. I think I own 7 full-size Christmas trees as well.
Oh, wow. You are definitely in the right arena with us. So you and I found each other online through Twitter, through the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Twitter feed. And we first connected because I posted a picture of Christmas masks that I had made. And this was done way back. It may have been late spring, early summer. And you had already had one and you posted a picture. And then you ended up showing me some of your Christmas tattoos. And I spotted a Santa right off. And I knew it was a vintage style Santa. And that was pretty cool. So how long had you already had the tattoos? And also, when did you begin getting Christmas masks?
So I'll start with the mask. I got that in the middle of the summer, not very long before we connected. I'd gotten an email from one of the places where I get sweaters from, saying that they had masks and using that as an excuse to buy a mask and a couple new sweaters. I hopped right in there and was probably one of the first people to order from them. So as soon as those came, I've been walking around with my Merry Christmas mask on. As for my tattoos, it's been done for about 4 years, but it took a year and a half to get it done. I'd always wanted to have it, but good tattoos aren't cheap, and getting the money together in order to get it took a while, but I found someone that freehand drew the whole thing, And together, over a year and a half, we got it done.
And it is what I would call a mid-century, 1950s style Santa with those sparkling eyes. It really is a nice Santa that you have there. So what made you pick him, of all things?
Well, I do like the retro Christmas look.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of what's on there is more kind of from around the 40s and 50s. That's where the music I like for Christmas comes from, too. And so when I was discussing it with the artist, I told her with my horrible stick man what I wanted and kind of the time period that I wanted. And she went ahead and figured out exactly how to make the Santa, the snowman, and everything else look from that time, that late 40s, early 50s kind of time. That Santa Claus specifically, it's similar to a lot that you'll see, and that's the one that makes me the happiest when I see it anywhere.
Yeah, I refer to him as the Coca-Cola Santa because they were the makers of, well, they gave him a complete makeover and were really responsible for changing the image of Santa from a traditional Saint Nick that would have been patterned after the actual Saint Nick himself to a holly jolly type of Santa. So we've connected due to our mutual appreciation of the holidays online, and that's where I learned you are all in when it comes to Christmas sweaters. So just as a hint of your collection, tell us briefly, if I were to walk into your home and go straight to your closet, what would I find?
Well, one thing you wouldn't find is very much space. I have a lot of knit sweaters, traditional Christmas sweater, Christmas jumper, a whole bunch of Christmas ones. I also have a lot of other holidays. I work in a place where during the holiday season there's at least 200 people, so I didn't want to offend anyone. So I have a couple Hanukkah ones. I've got a Halloween one that I wear throughout this month. A couple of other strange ones, like a Festivus one and a Krampus one that I wear on specific days. On top of that, I have t-shirts, sweatshirts, pants, overalls, all sorts of other Christmas clothing that I wear sort of to hang out in. And the sweaters are what I wear when I go out.
And then, Aaron, have you taken count of the number of Christmas sweaters that you have? And if so, how many?
So I'm pretty sure that as of this morning, there's 41.
Wow.
I have a list, and I think it's 41.
Okay, and the count as of this recording is in October, so 41. Are you going to be adding more as the season goes on? Because we're still, you know, Christmas is still about 2 months away at this point, so you still have time to add another one.
I do, and we'll have to wait and see how it goes. I never really plan to, but if I see something that I like, I'm likely to pick it up, and maybe one or two others, just especially right now, so I don't really get too bad of a deal on shipping.
I was going to say, do you wait for like an after Christmas sale, or do people give them to you as gifts, or do you collect them all on your own?
All of that, really.
Oh, okay.
I don't really get a lot as gifts. I sometimes get them as gifts, but not very often. Because you wouldn't want to give somebody something I already have 40 of, because you don't know if they already have that one.
Yeah.
But I do, every year in Ontario, where I'm from, we have a really good Christmas store called Retro Festive. And in the summer, at the end of the summer, there's a big fair here, and they have a booth in the Arts and Crafts building, and they have sweaters on sale then. So I usually buy two in the summer, and then in the lead up to Christmas, I might buy one or two online if they're cool, like if there's a new Star Wars one or something like that. And outside of that, when things are normal, my wife and I like to go to vintage stores and a place called Value Village that we have here. And if I see anything there, I'll usually grab it if it'll fit me. And if it won't fit me, sometimes I'll buy them and send them out to a friend. I have a friend in Ohio that I picked one up for last year because it's an Ohio sweater.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you, some of these, you have that vintage vibe going through you, as you even stated about the Christmas music that you like and a variety of things. So you do go to vintage stores to find some of these sweaters, but you also go online and you go to actual retail stores and fairs. So let me just ask you this. How did you get started down this path? Because it's become a passion for you. Are you a clothes horse in general in your everyday life, or is it just this particularly?
So I do like to wear things that match and look nice. I think that everyone in my family is kind of like that. I remember my grandpa when I was growing up always looked really snazzy with his matching suit jackets and socks. So I've always kind of been into making my clothes look nice. and Christmas as well. And I had a couple things up until about 6 years ago. I had a few sweaters that I bought, some vintage ones, and a couple sweatshirts that I found at secondhand places. But I switched jobs and I ended up working in an office tower over top of a mall. So things really got out of hand then, because I'd take my breaks and walk around the mall, and that was right when things were starting to get really popular in terms of ugly sweaters. So almost every day I'd find something I liked and buy a couple here and there, and that's really where things kind of went off the rails.
So I have to back up a little bit. When we started connecting on Twitter, your personality and humor just really started shining through. And that was so fun for me because it was a way to just connect without without having to, well, for lack of a better term, to avoid some of the stressful times that we're in, not just the pandemic, but the societal issues, the political concerns. It was just a fun way to meet a new friend online. So your humor came through. But when you told me that you had 40 of these sweaters, my jaw just about dropped. And I know that if you could have seen me, I'm there at work, which is a radio station. A lot of people who are familiar with our podcast know that. But I'm at work and my jaw drops. But then here's what really got me. You told me that in order to make these sweaters work throughout the season, you create a spreadsheet so you can wear them in an organized manner without repeating them. So that was so funny. So do you have columns for the sweaters, the socks, the boxers, the shoes, as well as the dates and events of that day? Tell us about this spreadsheet and how it was formed.
Well, when I started to get more sweaters, I wanted to be able to stay organized because I do lend them out to people. There's a lot of ugly Christmas sweater parties that happen now, and people come to me and ask if they can borrow one, which is fine. But I just want to make sure that I don't lose track of them. So that's kind of how it started. You know, sometimes you'll be looking in the back of your closet and see something and be like, ooh, I really like that. I haven't worn it in a long time. I don't want that to happen at the end of Christmas and look back and think, oh, should have worn that one. So it started off just kind of as a list. And my wife likes to tease me a lot because I like to make Excel spreadsheets for pretty much everything to stay organized.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one was pretty much the first one, though. From this, it started getting a little crazy, but so just to go over what it is, there's a list of dates down the one side. The shirt, socks, underwear, and shoes are listed over the top, and then on the far right is just columns of all of those items so that I can pick one from the right and drop it in on the specific day. I like to match the sweater to the socks, to the boxers. The shoes, I have a couple pairs of actual Christmas shoes. Not like that sad song, but Christmas.
I hate that song. Like,
yeah, it's really weird when I say I have Christmas shoes. Everyone's like, oh, no. They're like ugly Christmas sweater shoes.
Are they like Chuck Taylors and, you know, sneakers, or are they dress shoes, or?
They're all sneakers. Oh, okay. A couple pairs of Nikes and a pair of Reeboks. The Reebok ones are called the Grinch Pump something. They have long green fur on them.
Oh. You don't want to so wear those on a
Christmas
snowy day.
Shoes.
Yeah.
No. It's hard to decide when to wear those ones.
Oh, yeah. But you've got to be careful with taking care of it. Well, that kind of brings me to the next point. And I don't want to sound too practical, but I know for me, I'd be looking at, I mean, I found an ugly Christmas sweater online that I thought was hilarious. I'm not buying it. And do you know why? It's the care of it.
No, why?
It's the care of it because it has feathers on it. It has so much of a mixed media feel with so many different varieties of materials that I would not know where to begin to be able to clean it. So not to sound too practical, but what about the care of all these garments that you have and storage? Because is it a pain to try to have to take care of them? And what kind of tips and advice would you give to others who want to go down this path?
Well, I'll start with what I do every year. So I have them all stored in the kind of bags that you can put things in and use
the vacuum
to suck all the air.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So that helps it to take up way less space, but it also makes everything wrinkly. So every year I'll take them all out of the bag, separate them into the ones that need to be washed in different ways, and then stack everything up and get them ready for the year. Now, anything that has baubles, feathers, like you said, or a pom-pom or anything, you want to flip that inside out, put it in one of those mesh bags that you can get for washing your delicates in.
Yeah.
Inside out, you won't lose anything because it won't pull. And I wash everything pretty much the normal way. I follow the directions on the inside. My house looks like a store for that first couple days when I pulled everything out and rewashed it. Sweaters hanging everywhere.
So these are machine washable. Machine washable, but not hand wash. So that would definitely help a great deal.
Yes. And some of them are hand washed, but most of them aren't. Most of them are acrylic, and you can do pretty much anything you want to them.
Right.
But I do have some of the vintage ones where you have to be careful with them, and a couple of them that I just wash by hand. But you do that like you would with anything else, with a nice mild shampoo and a whole lot of work.
That's some elbow grease there, though, that you're talking.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only way that one once. That comes off the list as soon as you're done.
Well, I'm sure you've seen online. Have you ever made one of your own? I mean, I know the kits are out there to make, they're basically sweatshirts, but you could use sweaters. Have you ever done that? I mean, I don't know that they look as good or as cute, but you've seen those before. Have you ever gone to the idea of maybe I need to create my own?
I haven't, but we were talking about doing that this year. My son is 2 now, so a little young for doing that, but it would be fun for him to watch. And we're not going to really get to do this stuff that we do usually when we go out around the holidays, so I think this year is going to be the first time I do it.
Well, it would be a fun Christmas project. And yeah, he may be a little bit young, but he would enjoy it. Yeah, everything is changing a little bit this year for Christmas 2020 since COVID has definitely taken a toll on so many of us. Well, I just wanted to say that for me, this has been so hilarious and fun, and I don't want people to think that I'm poking fun at you or taking swipes at you for having this kind of a passion for Christmas sweaters. And I think you and I have pretty much understood that there was never any offense intended with it. But it's just amazing to me that you have this kind of collection. But for some who are out there that may be a little bit more shy or reserved and have not quite gotten into the spirit of ugly Christmas sweaters, you have this go big or go home kind of approach to them. And I'm not sure why. Maybe you can explain. But also, what would you tell somebody who's thinking about trying ugly Christmas sweaters? Should you say just dive in or find something that appeals to you? Tell us about that.
Well, if you really want to get one, you might as well get one. Because if any time you wear it and anyone sees it, people are going to be happy. They're going to smile. They're going to talk to you about it. As I said, I work in a large office setting. And during the holidays, it kind of becomes a thing. New employees know that every day I'll come in wearing something different. And, you know, it helps me to make friends there. And, you know, you walk around the mall in one and people will stop and ask you where you got it or say that they like it. So just go for it. And if you don't want to necessarily go the whole way with an ugly one to start with, maybe just get a nice red one with some matching red socks.
Oh, well, there you go. So, Aaron, do you feel like this helps boost your spirit during a COVID Christmas? Because I know for me, even just adding a pair of Christmas earrings makes things a little bit more fun. It just kind of lifts my spirit a bit because I know I'm celebrating this season. And you definitely are enthusiastic about celebrating this season. Do these kind of boost you in any way when you're wearing them? You say it's a nice contact with others and with friends. It's not just a fashion statement, I guess, is what I'm saying. Is that the way it is for you?
Yeah, it does. It cheers me up to wear them. I love them. I just like to, I'll be working and I'll look down and, like, even right now I wore one just to kind of get in the mood for this. And looking at my arm, I can see a couple Christmas trees and some skates, and it's just, it reminds me of Christmas, and Christmas makes me happy. So hopefully when I'm home alone or with my family, they'll see it and they'll feel good about it. And one day when we're all back out in public, I'll be able to show them off and hopefully cheer up a whole bunch of other people.
Oh, wonderful. Aaron, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
I did want to say thank you once again for having me. I hope everyone does have a good Christmas this year, despite it being different than other years. The important thing to remember is that Christmas is actually inside of you, and it doesn't matter sometimes if you can't go out and do all the regular Christmas activities that you would. Make sure that you focus on the good parts of it for this year.
Ah, well said. Well, my friend, I'm sure we'll meet again on Twitter, but in the meantime, I hope you and yours have a very safe and happy even if it's different, upcoming holiday season, and take care of all those ugly Christmas sweaters. Thanks for being with us today.